Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone, to In the Studio with Linus every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time or 9 p.m. on the East Coast. We will be discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sports news of the weird, always something to laugh about and also learn, of course. Call in and join the show with your comments or opinions. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is not open tonight because I'm going to be busy telling you about the news and different things going on. So entertainment news, I'll go into that a little bit later. But what I do want to talk to you about, you know what today is? Today is the full moon and lunar eclipse. Today at March 23rd, the eclipse happened at 6 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time today, right on the heels of the spring equinox where we honor new beginnings and birth. Comes the full moon with the second eclipse to inspire and energize us with fullness and power. This is a good time to reflect on anything new that has come into your life. Relationships, partnerships, good fortune, big choices, business, projects, health, healers, challenges of any kind, or any new environments. What is it that they need at this time? How can you support them so that they have the best possible chance of manifesting in a good way? The full moon is always a time for gratitude and a time for seeing your life as full. If anything you are doing or experiencing feels less than full of what it needs, this is a good time to ask Spirit for help, whether it is love, support, health, stamina, energy, knowledge, direction, rest, inspiration, intimacy, excitement, trust, or peace. Ask and you shall receive. We are still in the influence of the equinox, so if you have not yet spent any time in contemplation of new intentions, it is not too late. You may also be in the process of completing something to make room for the new seed you are planting. Remember also that this is a time of collaboration and community support, so always include how others can participate in your dreams. We have passed that perfect moment of balance between the dark and the light at equinox. The sun now helps us grow and stretch as we move through Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and then reach fullness and ripeness when the summer season comes. Our guidance at full moon is influenced by the wisdom of the Aries-Libra axis. We have a mandate to hold sacred and explore our own uniquely, individually, and inner exuberance through the Aries sun, as well as the Libran qualities of balanced relationships to others, and learning the joys of cooperation brought to the forefront of consciousness with the full moon weighted with extra strength by the eclipse. Libra brings the refined arts of diplomacy, tact, and fairness because of Venus' rulership over the sign. While the Aries sun fuels our urge to go out and take action that makes a big shift in our lives, the Libra full moon wants to take individuality to the next level and learn by joining with the intimate other and respond with give and take, compromise, flexibility. Libra rules marriage, intimate partnership of all kinds, but also business partnerships, okay, where the decisions of one strongly affect the other. There's also the quality of projecting onto the other, whether it's your own inner qualities that you see in the face of your beloved or the manifestation of a darker story of codependence and resenting the other when giving away your power. Libra being an air sign can bring us great objective, clarity, and teach us to receive change as a blessing as the moon dims in eclipse. And when we get a clear glimpse behind the scenes of the issues that are holding us out of harmony with our inner selves, our lives, and with others. With Mercury riding with the Aries sun, there may be some delivered messages or signals about what is blocking your path to full expression. You may have to own up to some emotional fence straddling, indecisiveness, or facilitation that is subconsciously motivating you. With Mercury so close to the sun and opposing the moon, you may have trouble getting your emotional needs heard. A very big theme in this final eclipse full moon is the one delivered by the south node of the moon. South node Chiron and Ceres are all in Pisces in the same degree, 21 degrees. The same thing was prominent in the Pisces new moon eclipse and equinox as well, and the last set of eclipses in September 2015. To simplify, south node is about releasing something in this lifetime brought in from the past. Thank you. Chiron is about extracting the wisdom from a deep wounding and making it your healing medicine. Ceres, the mother goddess, is about the earth cycles of nature. The eclipse cycle is emphasizing the powerful theme of releasing the deep incarceration of the archetypal femininity from the past and bring her into full empowerment and compassionate presence. Forgiveness is Pisces' path along with trust and spiritual consciousness. This seems a tall order considering the state of the planet right now, but that's where this configuration points, y'all. So the nodes travel through Pisces and Virgo for 19 months and its ongoing focus for our growth. We are also experiencing on the eclipse day full moon, the second of three squares between Jupiter and Saturn. That's my planet. We have one in early August 15th, one now, and a third on May 26th. It's a closing square of a cycle begun in 2000. Closing square suggests that as you are about to finish a cycle, complete in 2020, you begin to reorient, shift your consciousness, and invite forgiveness for all that has gone before. Jupiter and Saturn is about reconfiguring a much larger container for our society, beliefs, culture, religious ideals. Take a deep inhalation at this full moon in Libra and all the needs to reorient at this square crisis point and exhale all the obstacles to a new vision of where we are going collectively. Get clear on where you want to focus your visionary arrow, so the focus and disciplined action of Saturn can line up behind it. With Jupiter square Saturn active, it may become clear where you may have gone too far out on a limb and need to pull back, reorganize, and put some boundaries on certain areas of your life, okay? Saturn will support this reflection as it takes a long retrograde from March 25th until August. With Sagittarius rising, for the USA chart, Saturn now in Sagittarius is passing over an area ruling the people. We have come to a time of needing to take more responsibility for this country and redefining our governance, culture, and beliefs. Hello? A lesson-packed, dramatic, wrenching process challenging the old patterns, but with unmistakably revolutionary vision supported by young people and those disenfranchised and disillusioned by the current system. A lesson packed, I'm saying it again, dramatic wrenching process challenging the old patterns but with unmistakably revolutionary vision supported by young people and those disenfranchised and disillusioned by the current system. This is a prenumbral eclipse, meaning if it's visible to you, it will only be a shadow, not blocking out all the light like a total or given partial eclipse. It will be seen at moonset over Western, North, and South America. Full eclipse seen over Alaska, Russia, Indonesia, Western Australia, and at moonrise will be visible in Eastern Australia, Indonesia, Asia, and the Indian Ocean. Libra's wisdom is about balance. We seem to have real dichotomy of lows and highs in our lives, looking at what's become a burden and getting some real spiritual traction in our lives. Amen. The body has difficulty with the magnitude of the lessons here. Treat it with respect and nurturing support. Align with like-minded others to strengthen the positive movement. Breaking new ground that is gathering in so many forms. Balance is about finding that third point between two extremes. Okay. And I you know about earlier this month, the new moon, because it was an eclipse, eclipse there too, a solar eclipse. Okay, well, that's all I have for the full moon today and the eclipse. And hopefully by the time the moon set, maybe you'll be able to see a little bit of it if it's not too, you know, too cloudy up there. Okay, well, let's go to entertainment news, or we can take a quick break. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll go to entertainment news. Hold on. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.